almost smell the hot oil and burnt rubber through the radio. Or maybe that's just Steve and Sam. You found the race report.
Yes, you have. Glad you found it, and hope you'll tell your friends about the race report. We'll be here each and every week wrapping up the NASCAR week that was and the NASCAR week that will be. Take a look back at the previous week's race and then also look ahead to the upcoming event, and that would be the Auto Club 500 at California Speedway coming up this weekend. And you don't have to be satisfied with just listening to us on the radio.
Well, you don't, because you can find the our website that we launched last week. We announced it on the show, racereportradio.com. It's where Steve and I will post our opinions. In the blogs, you can go to the forums, click on the forums, put in questions you want to ask us on the air. You can discuss. I'm on there quite a bit. If you
yeah, you've been busy lately. You're blog man.
It's because I can't talk. That's my
same
issue.
Same as blog man.
But come on there. If you think Steve says something wrong.
How could you ever think that?
Come on and tell him about it. Tell me about it. Let's get some interaction going. And it's just a fun place to hang out. Always have the top NASCAR news there. We always have stories written by Steve and I talking about the stuff that's happened. You can listen to this broadcast at a later time. You can download that, listen to it. Our daily updates will be there shortly, or you can catch the daily update that runs on some of the stations around the country. And just we'll have some video stuff there shortly where you can catch some video of the press conferences after the races. So lots of great stuff to do there. Log on, racereportradio.com. Come in, talk to us, share with us, and let's talk NASCAR.
All right. Look forward to hearing from you, too. Well, last weekend, of course, in the Nationwide Series, Tony Stewart picked up the win at Daytona. Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Brian Vickers, Matt Kenseth at the top five there. In the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, which was exciting, as it always is, especially at Daytona, Todd Bodine gets the win there. Of course, champion year before last, looking to bounce back and maybe wrap up that title again this year. Todd Bodine gets the win in a very exciting finish. Kyle Busch, Johnny Benson, David Starr, Rick Crawford were the top five in the Craftsman Truck Series event. Going this weekend, of course, the Auto Club 500 at California Speedway. Interesting again, Sam, first time for the new car on a two-mile track. They had a chance to test it, and somebody who's done pretty well, and probably a lot of guys are hoping he might skip the test, but he didn't. Matt Kenseth, of course, has won the past two races at California Speedway, the two spring races at California Speedway, and he talks about his test session going pretty well, and that he expects to do pretty well again at California.
I was fairly pleased with our California test. I thought we learned a lot of stuff there. I was more pleased with that than I was with Vegas. But I mean, you just don't know really where everybody else is at, and you know what they've learned since then, or what they were showing you or not showing you in the test. So with this car, it's a little bit of an unknown because we haven't done it before. But overall, I feel pretty good about it. I thought we were pretty competitive out there compared to how everybody was running at the time, and I thought we learned some good things about the car. So I feel all right about it.
Of course, Matt Kenseth trying to make it two in a row at non-restrictor plate tracks. He won the season finale last year at Homestead. And, again, this side of Jimmy Johnson, he was the hottest driver to close the 2007 season. He does have a new crew chief, of course, and he talks about working with Chip Boland now as they head to California.
I know Chip is going to do a great job. He's done a great job so far. He's been, very very involved and a real big part of the DeWalt team ever since its inception. So I'm not super worried about that part. Certainly this new car is a challenge, but on the other hand, having one car to work on for the year instead of two, I think will make it, a little bit easier on the engineering staff. And he's running the crew chiefs and everybody else. So I feel pretty good about it.
Two wins, four top fives, eight top tens in his California career. Matt Kenseth has done pretty well lately. In fact, he has in this complicated driver rating system NASCAR has now come out with the last few years. And again, I've compared it often to the NFL quarterback rating formula because they just throw all kinds of numbers in a hat and shake them up and see what comes out. But he has a series best average running position of just over seventh place and a series best driver rating at California Speedway. His average finish is 16.7. Not all that impressive, but it has a few poor finishes. He has certainly run much better than that lately. Jimmy Johnson is second in driver rating and an average running position of 7.7. His average finish at California, just better than a seventh place finish. He has two wins, six top fives, and of course won the fall race at California Speedway last season. So those are two guys that are certainly favorites to look at. Jeff Gordon has the most wins. He's won three times in the Cup Series at California. He always runs well there. Tony Stewart has an average finish of just under 17th, so and his driver rating is not too bad either, so Tony Stewart would be somebody to watch for. But, certainly the favorites, I'd have to say, be Kenseth first, and probably Johnson. Gordon is going to be up there as well.
I don't think we're going to see any surprises. I don't think we're going to see somebody come out and shock the racing world by winning at California. I just don't see that. But you know, it, that's why they run the races.
Interesting to see how the Toyotas fare at California. They were strong in the test there as well.
I think, yeah, absolutely. I think I'm a little surprised at the development in the open wheel guys from Daytona. Jacques Villeneuve is now gone. Lasted a whole, not even one race.
Yeah, well.
Carpentier didn't make the race, had some problems.
In danger of he'll have to get in on speed this weekend as well, because we're still, for the first five races of the season, still basing guaranteed starting spots on the top 35 in owner points from last season. So he will have to qualify on speed. That may be tough for him to do. We'll see what happens there. Dale Jarrett will have to race his way in again or qualify his way in. Well, he might be in good shape.
He could use the championship
provisional. Don't think it's likely Kurt Busch will have to use the champions provisional again like he did at Daytona. So Jarrett may have that to fall back on if he needs it. You know what? The way the Toyotas have been running and the way they tested at California, likely Jarrett may make it on speed anyway.
He may. I am still shocked at how strong the Toyotas are. This was the season they wanted to have last year, but I don't know what they did over the winter or over the off season, but they spent some time and money and research and development. And Toyota's going to make this a very long season for the other manufacturers.
They may, in fact, you know, and the thing is, it's easy to say maybe it's just the Joe Gibbs Racing drivers. Tony Stewart, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch are just better than the driving stable they had last year. But even the Michael Waltrip Racing Toyotas, you know, have been strong. Brian Vickers did well at Daytona. So it's not just the Gibbs guys. Toyota as a manufacturer has really brought the level up. All right, stick around, come back, wrap up the race report, and get that race day forecast from our meteorologist Dan Holliday when we return on the race report.